Hello, before we get started with this ride-along podcast on confidence, I wanted to give a big thank you to the sponsors of this podcast, Correct Connect. Improve your riding, improve your horse. They have so many awesome products. I especially love their gloves, their reins, and their neck strap, which I have on my horse today to give me a little bit more confidence. If you haven't met me before, hi, I'm Amelia. I'm a Grand Prix rider and trainer. You may have seen one of my videos on YouTube, so check out my YouTube channel, Amelia Newcomb Dressage, or head over to my website, AmeliaNewcombDressage.com. My mission is dressage for all, and we have a ton of free stuff to help get you started. Hello there. Okay, so in this Ride Along podcast, we are going to be focusing on confidence. And so I know, especially if you're struggling with your confidence, it's wonderful to have a voice in your ear, to have something or someone to listen to while you're riding, just to give you a little bit more direction and support and ideas and those nice reminders, like to breathe and sit back and tell your horse what to do. So the main focus of today, we're going to be doing mostly walk and trot. I'll probably do a little bit of canter, but if you're not ready for canter, then as always with these ride along podcasts, just do what you can do and feel free to adjust them as needed for you and for your horse. We're going to be focusing also a lot on your rider position, circles, bending lines. All of that stuff is really going to go a long way to helping you develop your confidence. And today's Ride Along podcast is sponsored by Correct Connect. Correct Connect has a lot of different products that are super helpful for improving your rider position. I have their neck strap on right now. So a neck strap, it's like a grab strap that goes around the horse's neck. So when I'm not confident on a horse, and when a horse can be a little jumpy or spooky, I'll put this neck strap on, and then that way I can grab a hold of the neck strap anytime that I just feel like I need to pull myself a little deeper into the saddle, or if I feel my horse getting tense. So go ahead, if you haven't yet, get on your horse, start walking around, and I want you to just take a few nice deep breaths. So you're going to breathe in through your nose. So it's going to be in, 3, 4, and then we're going to breathe out through our mouth. And make a little bit of a shh as you breathe out. Push the air out and feel your transverse abdominals contract. So as you're exhaling, you're feeling your transverse abs are like a corset. They make a little bit of a cinch around the middle of your body. So on your exhale, that you really are feeling that part contracting. So again, breathing in and out. And as you exhale, lower your center of gravity onto your horse. Sit into your seat. Really feel your seat bones and your weight into the saddle. Push down your heels. Stretch up nice and tall with your upper body. So rider position can help to make you more confident, right? Sit back, sit tall, sit heavy in the saddle, stretch up. Having that nice posture automatically gives you confidence. And then again, focus on your breathing. And then let's think about our horse's movement. So feel the rhythm of the walk. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. You decide if the walk feels too slow, let's put your leg on, speed it up a little bit. If the walk feels too fast, slightly tighten your tummy, and I would also recommend turning your horse onto a turning line or a small circle to help regulate the rhythm of the walk and slow it down just a little bit. So again, you're gonna stretch up nice and tall, breathe in, breathe out, feel your seat connected in the saddle. So your seat is moving with your horse's back. You feel each beat of the stride through your seat. Good boy. And give your horse a little pat on the neck. Tell your horse they're good. Okay, so the next thing we're going to start off with here in the walk is we're going to start on some serpentine lines. And so serpentines are great because they get your horse looking to the inside. They give your horse a job to do. So it doesn't really matter. I'm actually out in a big arena. I'm not even in a dressage court. It doesn't matter where you are. Just start bending and turning your horse on a half circle. And then when you get perpendicular across the center line, you're going to bend and you're going to turn your horse on a half circle the other way. Give your horse direction. If you tell your horse what to do, that's going to give them more confidence. And that's also going to give you more confidence if your horse is listening. So again, move your horse off the inside leg. Ask your horse to look to the inside, bending around that inside leg, softening on the inside rein. Keep going with your serpentine. Now, I want you to really, as you're doing this serpentine, I want you to really feel like you're getting your horse moving away from your inside leg. So you're going to put your inside leg on, you're going to move your horse into that outside rein, you're going to supple and then give on the inside rein, turn your horse's head to the inside, and watch your horse's ears. You want your horse to have floppy ears where they look forward and then the inside ear turns back and looks towards your inside leg. So if your horse is just staring outside the arena, do a little more with your inside rein and leg. So turn your horse's head in, give some little kicks with your inside leg to get your horse looking to the inside and to get your horse to kind of turn that inside ear back towards you. Okay, now the next thing we're going to do just before we go up to the trot is I want you to really anchor your seat deeper into the saddle. So I'm just going to grab a hold of my little neck strap here. If you have a grab strap on your saddle, great. You could also grab a hold of the front of the saddle pad. And then what you're going to do is you're just going to pull yourself really deep into the saddle. So keep your shoulders back and then pull on the strap and feel that your butt goes deeper into the saddle because your seat is what keeps you secure. Remember that. It's not your hands, it's really your seat that's keeping you secure. So memorize that feeling. Go ahead and take up the reins again. Have your horse bending, have your horse looking to the inside, and then we're gonna pick up trot and we're gonna stay on a circle. So start trotting on a circle, which is like kind of the safety circle, you know, the safe part of the arena where your horse is less likely to spook. So close your leg, transition up to trot. First off, we wanna think about the rhythm of the trot. So one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Bending around the inside leg, supple and soften. Have your horse off the inside leg into that outside rein. Outside hand is low and steady. Inside rein supples and gives. Outside rein is low and steady. Inside rein supple and soft. And take some deep breaths. So breathe in. On the exhale, as you breathe out, really think about lowering your center of gravity onto your horse. So confidence comes from your seat connected in the saddle. Confidence comes from your weight low around your horse. So the more that you're in the rhythm, that you're counting your trot, one, two, one, two, one, two, that your seat's staying connected in the saddle, the better. Okay, if you're ready, let's go ahead and change direction. And I'm just going to go from one circle to another circle in the opposite direction. Circles are your friends. So especially if you're a little worried that your horse might spook. And again on the circle line, keep your horse looking to the inside. So use your inside rein to turn your horse's head so that your horse is looking in the direction where they're going. Use your inside leg to keep your horse from falling in, and then your outside leg behind the girth to catch your horse from falling out. And again, the tempo is one, two, two, one, two. Bending around the inside leg at the girth, outside leg is behind the girth. One, two, one, two, two, one, two. Okay, let's sit back and make a transition to the walk and take a few nice deep breaths again. And then just while you're walking, I want you to really focus on breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, contracting those transverse abs as you exhale. I want you to think about your seat so that you have your shoulders back, you're sitting connected through your seat, you're keeping your weight heavy into the saddle. You're lowering your center of gravity so your hands are down because the more that you're in the saddle, the better. And then check in with your horse. So it's a balance of checking in with your position And then ask your horse to look to the inside. Push your horse off the inside leg. Turn on a little circle if they're getting distracted. Okay, let's go back up to the trot again. And this time we're going to do a little bit of a spiral in and out from your circle. So the spiral in and out is another, like, a really great exercise if you're feeling like your horse is just a little bit looky, a little bit distracted. So pick up the trot, and then you're going to start by counting the rhythm and checking your position. So you're breathing, your shoulders are back, your seat's connected. One, two, one, two, two, one, two. You're bending around the inside leg. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Start turning your circle a little bit smaller. So if you're in a dressage court and you're on a 20-meter circle, you're going to turn in towards the 18-meter circle and then maybe a 15-meter circle. Keep the tempo, but increase the bend. So the smaller your circle gets, the more your horse is bending. Sit on your pockets, feel the rhythm, remember to breathe. Turn your horse's head to the inside and then soften the inside rein. Next, make your circle bigger again. Use your inside leg. Push your horse out to that bigger circle line. And then ask for a few steps more forward in the trot. Close your leg and say trot, 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 trot. Now start spiraling in again. Tell your horse what to do. Tell yourself what to do. That gives you confidence. So spiraling your circle smaller, using your inside rein to bend your horse to the inside. Now start pushing your horse back out to the bigger circle. Inside leg, move your horse into the outside rein. Push your horse from the inside leg into the outside rein. And then on the circle line, trot, 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 trot. Good. Go ahead and let's change direction. And we're going to do the little spiral in and out in the other direction. So remember that, get your horse looking to the inside, have your inside leg on so that your horse isn't falling to the inside. Start making your circle a little smaller. So from 18 meters, we're gonna go, or from 20, we'll go to 18 meters, maybe 15 meters, and then you're gonna leg yield your horse out. Use your inside leg to push your horse's haunches out into that outside rein. And when you get to the bigger circle, you're going to go a few steps forward in the trot, trot, trot. One more time. You're going to spiral your circle in. Good boy. Pet your horse. Tell them they're good. Remember to reward your horse and soften your inside rein. But stay on your seat. And then inside leg. Move your horse into the outside rein. Pushing your horse to the outside rein. And then pull your tummy in. And transition to the walk. If your horse doesn't listen to your seat, bend and yield them just a little bit to the side in that downward transition. So, good boy, Mercurio. So I hope that you felt that on the spiral circle, right? Like that you were able to spiral it in and then leg yield it out. And the more that you tell your horse, bend, go forward, look to the inside, the more that you tell yourself, sit back, hands down, all that's going to give you that confidence. And then again, while you're walking here, kind of, if you have a grab strap, go get a hold of that and pull yourself into the saddle. You know, that's one thing about having a grab strap is it's not even that you, like the neck strap here, you don't even need to use it all the time, but it's just the confidence of knowing that you have it here. So, okay, so the next exercise is we're going to do some trot, walk, trot transitions, and then maybe a little canter if we're feeling up for it. But again, you're totally cool. You can just stay in the trot if you want. So gather up your reins, check your position, take a deep breath in, exhale, close your leg, and trot. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Bending around the inside leg. Turn your horse's head to the inside. Get the trot rhythm that you want. Focus on the quality of the trot between your transitions. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. For the walk transition, stay on the circle line. Increase the bend and push your horse off the inside leg a little bit. Pull your tummy in. Tell your horse hoo with your voice. If that doesn't work, then use your reins. Remember to sit back. And do not use your hands first. Okay, now that you're at the walk, Nice deep breath, bending around the inside leg, feeling for the right moment that your horse is round, and then close your leg and trot. One, two, one, two. Check your position, eyes up, shoulders back. Feel that your butt in the saddle, like you're pulling on the grab strap. And then again, for the transition to the walk, bending your horse to the inside, yielding your horse away from the inside leg. Good, use your voice. And then once you're in the walk, feeling the walk rhythm. Nice deep breath. And then I'm gonna change direction. We're gonna do a couple the other way. So have your horse off the inside leg, into the outside rein, and transition up to the trot, and hands down, shoulders back, and the rhythm, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Soften your inside hand, glue your butt in the saddle, lower your center of gravity, remember to breathe. And then for the downward transition, you're bending, you're yielding your horse away from the inside leg, you're flex and soften, that's it. Good. And then you're going to go transition up to the trot again. Good boy. Your goal with these transitions is small, soft aids and no more pressure in your hand. That your horse really uses their hind end and doesn't go into your hand. So I'm going to do a little canter. If you're feeling good for the canter, go ahead. If not, you can just stay in the trot or keep going with your trot, walk, trot transitions. So if you're nervous about the canter, sometimes all I'll do is I'll grab onto the strap and I'll pull my butt into the saddle. And then keep your horse off the inside leg into the outside rein. Think about setting up for the canter transition. Shoulders down, shoulders back, hands down, off the inside leg. Half halt and canter. Rhythm, sit, hands down. Rhythm, sit, hands down. Tummy tight, rhythm, sit, hands down, tummy tight. One, two, three, 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 one, two, three. Inhale, exhale, trot. Good boy. Now slow the tempo, not running. Come back to me. Come there. One, two, one, two, one, two. Shoulders down, tummy tight. And again, circles and bending lines. If your horse is too fast after the canter, turn them onto a circle. Go ahead and change direction. And then we're going to set up for the canter transition. Take your time. Feel the tempo of the trot. Have your horse bending around your leg. You're going to half halt and transition to canter. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Hands down, shoulders back, bending around the inside. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Sit, heavy, sit, heavy, sit, heavy. Good boy. You're gonna inhale, exhale, and trot. One, two, one, two. Hands down, regulate the tempo. Good, slow that tempo, but then soften your hand. Go ahead and let's go into the rising trot. And we're gonna do a little bit of a stretch. Keep your horse looking to the inside. Let the reins out super gradually, not all at once, just a millimeter or two at a time, and then hands a little forward and bending to the inside, and then let the reins just a millimeter or two out and bending to the inside. Good boy, good boy. And then you're going to pull your tummy in and forward to the walk. Good boy, good boy. Oh, okay, so that was a nice ride. I had a nice ride. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope that you found that you felt a little bit more confident with this. Once again, I'm Amelia. I hope you enjoyed this. Feel free to check out my website, amelianewcombdressage.com. We have a lot of free resources there for you. You can also check out my YouTube channel. Again, a lot of videos, but I hope that you've enjoyed this. And again, I think big thank you to Correct Connect for sponsoring this video. They have awesome gloves that I love. They have awesome reins that really help me to maintain my rein length without gripping. And I highly recommend their products.